Steve, let's just start off with your team news ahead of Cardiff, first of all.
Well, we're in good shape. You know, we'll have the squad that was on duty from the weekend. And our captain, we'll have a look at him closer to the time. And he obviously has a chance. He missed the weekend with a knee. But we'll see how it is tomorrow.
What is the latest on Craig?
Well, he just twisted his knee. Well, he didn't twist it. He blocked a shot in training very late on Friday. It's a minor injury. It's days. If it had been Saturday to Saturday, there'd be no issue. But we obviously get this very late in the training session on Friday. So it's just a minor ligament problem in his knee. But it's the medical staff are telling me it's so minor, it's not to be concerned about, other than the fact that he may miss a couple of games.
We saw a little bit of Lee Frecklington at the weekend. How's he coming along?
Yeah, he's good. He's obviously fit and ready when I put him in. It might have only been a minute or so when he gets on the field and playing Saturday, but we wouldn't have him on the bench if we didn't think Lee could give us 20, 25 minutes. And every day that Lee trains, he'll get fitter. He's a very fit lad as a rule. So we're getting a very fresh Lee Frecklington for a key part of the season.
No Jordan Bowery in the matchday squad. Any particular reason behind that?
Yeah, Johnson, Clark Harris, Connor Salmon, Danny Ward, Matt Derbyshire. They're the reasons. No other reason. I mean, Jordan's they've still got a big part to play in us going forward, but with the decision to make as to whether it was Lee Frecklington or Jordan, and when we looked, we already had a couple of strikers on the bench, and Jono and Connor, then it fell for Frex.
Do you look for him to give you a reaction, a reason to pick him? Is that what you're looking for from Bowery now?
Well, if he's not in the match day squad on Saturday, he can only do one thing, which is make an impression on when we train. Lee Frecklington has trained all week and made a real impression that he should be getting in there. So we've always picked our team and picked our bench based on what we see, and we did that on Saturday.
Suggested at the weekend there might be a potential loan signing in the offing. Any news on that?
No, waiting to hear. It would be very late in the day if we got him in now. He'd obviously take his place on the bench. If we'd have got him in yesterday, he'd have trained today and gone straight in. So, but we'll pursue that this afternoon.
Is that defensive cover you're after for Morgan? Or?
No, we don't need defensive cover for Morgan. You know, we've got people forget here that Zeki Fraz is a very comfortable centre-back. It's like we don't think about these things. And Richard Wood will be back in 2 weeks' time, and Craig Morgan will be back, if not tomorrow, for Saturday. So we don't need a centre-back. We need good players, and if we add to a squad, we said to the supporters, it would be players, like I've just said to you, who would go straight into the match day 11, and that's not going to change.
Is that a new striking option potentially?
It would be an attacking option, this one, but we're working on two or three different options to bring two or three players in, but we're not going to bring them in for the sake of bringing them in. We were there earlier in the season, and we're not going to add a body for the sake of it.
What about Ben Pringle? Have contract talks started with him?
No, because as I told you, we'd talk after the week after we played Fulham and with Ben, and that's not going to change. Those talks have been going for some time now. It was the rest of the players that we referred to and said there'll be no fresh discussions getting opened up till we ascertain what division we're in.
Is there any players that you're looking to get out on loan?
No, not really. We expect Scott Loach to go out on loan today to a League One club for a month. We possibly could have done that before the weekend, but we just wanted to get through Saturday. So, obviously, if he goes out with the fact that he's a goalkeeper, they're slightly different, as in you have a 24-hour recall on the goalkeeper from the minute he goes out. If he's an outfield player, as you know, you can't bring them back for 28 days, but we look, he can come straight back. But we'd expect Scott to complete that this afternoon, and he'll go to get some games. That's principally what it's about.
Rotherham now 5 points off the top half. Is that where you're targeting the rest of the season?
Well, I think we've always seen ourselves as a top half side, and as much as you have to look over your shoulder, and those other managers in my position who say they don't, their nose starts to grow. You have to look over your shoulder, but you have to look above you as well. And for the most of the season, we have looked above us, and we know what a positive result tomorrow night can bring because we look at who's above us.
What does it say about the team that two of the heroes from last year, Adam Collin, Kerry Arneson, played such a big important role in Saturday's game?
Well, it shows they've, like the rest of the squad, it shows they've got fantastic character. And it's also further fantastic character when you go a goal down, you know. So from that point of view, we were disappointed we're both lads at Watford, but we're not jumping shout on people if they make individual errors. We just talk to them about learning from them, and both lads have reacted in the way that I expected Adam and Arnie to do. Both those lads know what Steve Evans thinks of them.
How do you look at the significance of that win over Millwall? Is that one of the most significant results of the year?
Well, when you say it's one of the most significant, it's 3 points nearer where we need to be. There was no denying before the game, and we spoke on Friday, it was a big match for both teams, and you know, it was either closing the gap or opening that gap a little bit wider. But it was it any different or less important to matches earlier in the season? No, and arguably, I said when we complete the Millwall match, the most important one becomes Cardiff because it's the next one, and arguably now this is bigger.
It's another big game at the New York Stadium. It keeps that good record at home. How proud are you of the club's record at home?
Well, I'm proud of what we've achieved in 2 years, as our chairman reminds me on a daily basis. It's, and a lot of people in football do, what we've achieved here in 2 years is quite unprecedented, isn't it? To go out of League Two and into League One and straight up into the Championship and trying to hold our own with some big clubs with the huge resources they get, including huge parachute payments, and Cardiff City are going to be one of them that come with that. With that backing and those resources, but we have to get our team on the pitch and we have to have a game plan and we have to make sure we've got lots of energy to deal with Cardiff City.
Danny Ward, what did you make of him at the weekend?
I thought first half he was pretty average, to be fair, by Danny's standards. But Danny's working so hard behind the scenes. I think he's lost 8 or 9 pounds in weight. We've had to work hard to get him in shape, but I thought second half, for half an hour, very similar to Derby, where he showed some real classy touches and some great movement and great desire, and we're delighted with the contribution that Danny Ward has made since he walked in the door.
What do you make to Cardiff under Russell Slade?
Well, I think that by their standards, they probably were expecting to be coming to Rotherham fighting for points to get in the Premiership. And one thing they've got is an abundance of talent within the playing squad. I think they've probably still got 70% of the players playing in the Premiership who play here. So from that point of view, it's going to be tough. We know it's going to be a difficult night, but we have to be on the front foot. We have to be in the faces, to use an expression, and we're going to ask our supporters once again, like they did on Saturday, to be patient and to stick with us and to get in the trenches with us and make sure we do our best to get 3 points.
From that 0-0 draw in Cardiff earlier in the year, what did you learn from that draw?
Well, we should have had 3 points. You know, we were totally dominant for most of that match. But our personnel's totally changed as our system has changed from then. So there's not much we can learn from that other than, you know, in the Championship, every game, every team is capable of beating each other. And, you know, we might have gone there and got a draw and felt we should have got three, but we have to make sure we put any similar type of performance. And if we do, I'll take what comes at the end of it.
You beat Russell Slade's Leyton Orient side in the playoffs. Are you pleased to see him get a chance in the Championship?
Yeah, I went on record that what happened to Russell in the early days of this season at Leyton Orient was disgusting from a manager's point of view. And there was nobody more delighted than Steve Evans and a lot of other managers to, when you see a fellow colleague getting treated like that, then you see him get an opportunity to go and join a massive club. And that's no disrespect to Leyton Orient because they're a good club, but Cardiff City is just a fantastically big club, so Russell gets a wonderful opportunity to go and work with the big resources and the big players and our wonderful support, and the demands will be coming on him soon, I would think.
Of course, you come back up against Alex Ravel. How important was he in helping the club get those back-to-back promotions?
Well, he was instrumental, wasn't he? It wasn't, people just think it was the day at Wembley that was the reason why Alec is so special, but it's not. It was the 46 games in League Two and Alec was in most of them, and the 46 games before the playoffs in League One where he was in most of them, and he was absolutely massive for us. But the opportunity for him to go to Cardiff was the difference of him saying to me, finish his football at Rotherham United and has to go to Watford tomorrow. Takes us deal at Cardiff and perhaps he can think about options. Yeah. And that's the difference financially it meant to Alec. But for us, he'll get a wonderful reception from our supporters, and so he should be. But let's give him the warmest reception and then put that to bed till 10 o'clock, because we'll give him the good reception. But I'm sure Alec Ravel will want to take, I can't say back on the team coach when Cardiff come up to see us. It's when they fly up to play us, it's back on their aeroplane with 3 points. We want to make sure that those 3 points stay at the New York.
Kerry Arneson went on record last week saying he's a real pain to play against. How do you combat him?
Well, we great difficulty because we know at first hand how Alec is. I'm not so sure whether he'll start tomorrow night given how well Kenwyn Jones has been doing, and they paid almost £1 million, I think, for the boy from Chesterfield. So I'm not so sure that Alex is going to be first choice for them. We'll get a lot of minutes. But, you know, if he plays, I'll rely on my centre-back to deal with him, as they've done in training. And what we do know is we're coming against another top striker in the Championship. And I said on record earlier this season, and I can't change my view. He's a fantastic young man, Alec. He's got a fantastic young family, and somebody I was quite close to as manager and players go. And you'll get my handshakes before the game and after the game, whatever happens. I hope in between he don't do a lot.
And you mentioned Owen Doyle, obviously being signed from Chesterfield, a player that you were interested in. What do you like about him?
Well, he was a goal scorer, of course. Don't think he's got off the mark down there yet, but he will. He's got good movement, great ability, both feet. Can come short, can come behind. He's got all the attributes of being a really decent striker, and I think he also got a wonderful opportunity financially to go and join Cardiff. So, and you only need to look at what's happened at Chesterfield and their run of form to see that Owen was a big player.
I know we asked you briefly after Saturday's game, what's your response to obviously what's happened with the Millwall fans after the game on Saturday?
Well, I didn't see it at the time. I genuinely didn't even see what was happening in the stand, but I've seen the footage since. I have to say, as a minority of Millwall fans, I think the majority behave impeccably as anyone else does, and they're probably as disgusted as everyone in football is. But to see a minority run towards the family stand and be threatening and abusive, and then to see some of the footage that's become available of stewards and police with cut faces and stuff like that is just disgusting. And that minority have to be weeded out and thrown out, really, and not allowed near football.
How did the players react? Were they aware of what was going on the pitch?
I don't think they did. I think perhaps Adam Collin might have done, because he's defending that bottom goal and maybe a back four. But when we get into the dressing room, 100% no one mentioned it. And the first time I'd became aware of any unsavoury incidents is when I met with the media and they started to speak about it. So I'm only really going on reaction of video footage and photographs, which is hard to do. But there's just simply no place in football for it. But it is a minority, not a majority. And I said that before the game, and I'll say it now.
Does the club launch its own investigation, or do you just leave it to South Yorkshire Police?
Well, I think the football club behind the scenes do what they have to do. I think they've probably had several meetings with South Yorkshire Police. What I would say is that, looking at the footage, South Yorkshire Police, our match day response team and stewards were absolutely fantastic, and we're humble as staff and players that we get protected so vigorously by the police. And you know, my thanks is on behalf of our supporters go to the police and the stewards for making sure there was no unsavoury incidents, and they put their bodies in between.